You're listening to Steel City Music here on The Hawk every Friday. My guest right now is Kareem Mosna. We're doing a bit of a pre-recorded chat. Of course, the station is closed due to COVID, and all our programming is pre-recorded. And Kareem does a great jazz show called Jazz in Sessions on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. till noon.
10 a.m. to noon. That's my slot.
Hey, what's going on with the pop-up show? You were doing this cool little pop-up show for once an hour. Are you still going to plan on doing that at all in the come October?
Well, the pop-up show, you know, it's a bit of an interesting concept that kind of happened by accident, you could say. Basically, back in March, when you know, we were trapped in our homes, the idea just came to me. Oh, you know, I do an hour that doesn't play, that I don't play jazz. I just throw whatever I've got in and maybe have it be theme based or, you know, inspired by something. And so I've been running that, but it's only when inspiration strikes. I don't just want it to be another random hour of music. I want it to you know, have some sort of a connection maybe to something that's going on right now, in the world, or just when inspiration strikes and, you know, and I want to do something different with it.
You asked me for a music list. You wanted to expand some of the stuff you're listening to. I guess you heard one of my shows. I thought maybe possibly this was
more similar. Than one of them. But I listen every week. I'm loyal.
Are you? Well, that's you, and then there's just you. But no, did you end up, because there was, I did an hour of trip hop music, and the odd time on Steel City Music, I'll throw in an hour of ska, I'll throw an hour of this, or Northern Soul, or a whole album, and then I threw in this mix of trip hop, and you were just like, I haven't really heard this stuff before. Were you able to explore some of the music that I sent you?
Yeah, and actually some of it I see were actually playing on The Hawk, like Boards of Canada, for example, came up, and there were a couple others that I really kind of enjoyed, and yeah. See that we're actually playing them on the station already. So, yeah, so absolutely, you know, and that's an interesting, you know, how you devote a certain hour to a certain subgenre or a certain style. I know you did surf rock a couple weeks back or so. So
surf rock is kind of hard to find newer surf rock music because it's such a traditional based style of music, right? You have your Dick Dales and all this stuff from the 60s and very late 50s. But trying to find surf rock that's newer is really hard, and kind of lucked out here in Hamilton because we have Danger Death Ray, which does the newer version of surf rock and new wave that they mix in together, that sort of thing. So that's kind of a fun thing. But with Jazz in Session, do you ever do stuff like that with the different forms of jazz where, okay, this, I'm only going to play an hour of this type of jazz this week, and the next hour I'm only, like, do you ever break it down to, like, it's subgenres of jazz, that sort of thing?
Well, absolutely. For example, just the other week we did a whole hour of St. Germain's Tourist album.
Right.
We pretty much played the entire album.
And just for the sake, and how did you like putting that together? Was it like, did you get a little, because I get a little inspired when I'm picking the music, right? I'm like, oh, people really need to hear this, right? Did you get any feedback on that?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, people were really happy, you know, to hear that. And, you know, it keeps it interesting. Otherwise, you know, you don't want to fall into a state, you know, especially when you're putting something together, you know, from home. You don't want to fall into a state of, oh, you know, where it becomes too mechanical, it becomes predictable, it becomes, you know,
yeah.
The last thing I want is you play the same stuff every week, right?
So how do you, yeah, so you keep, yeah. You keep a list of everything that you play. I'm always cognizant of that. I'm always like, I'm starting to make new IDs for my show all the time because I'm like, you know, are you going to play that Dave Grohl ID again? Is that what you're going to do? You know, are you going to put that in there again? Like, you know, because I think that people do, when people listen, they'll think, oh, I've heard this before. Oh,
right.
I've heard this before. So trying to keep yourself fresh and relevant is part of the anxiety of doing a radio show. At least it is for me. Hey, why don't I play a track from St. Germain right now?
Yeah.
Okay,
let's
cool.
do it.
Here's some St. Germain on Steel City Music. We'll be right back. And you're listening to Steel City Music, your host Gunnar here, my special guest Kareem Mosna from Jazz in Session. You can hear him on The Hawk every Wednesday from 10 a.m. till noon. He also has a website as well. You can connect to that for all the social media to keep in touch with Kareem about jazz music, what he's been playing, and for interviews and stuff. Now that I bring up interviews, my show is fairly lengthy. It's based on interviews and events, that sort of stuff. So COVID has kind of slowed everything down. I should say kind of. It's just made everything more difficult for everybody involved. I'm not getting as many interviews because people aren't playing. How's that happening for Jazz in Session? Like, are you still getting the same response rate from musicians, or has it just been quieting down for you over the last couple months?
It's a very good question. You know, in a way, it kind of, I think it can work both ways. You know, sometimes there's the whole idea of you can get people because they're at home versus they're on tour. It can be harder to pin an artist down when they're, you know, on the other side of the country or the world versus if they're just sitting in their living room. But at the same time, you know, sometimes, you know, like a great reason to interview someone would be that they're going to be performing at a local festival or a local venue. But without that going on, you know, it's starting to happen. Interestingly, we're starting to see some shows coming back. But other than that, yeah, there isn't the same sort of reason maybe to set up, unless if they put out a new album, which has been the case. You know, I've been getting actually interview requests, you know, from artist management, you know, saying, hey, this artist put out a new album, interview opportunity, you know, you'd get in touch if you're interested. So yeah. So we have had a few interviews over the past couple months, which have been great.
Yeah, if they're releasing something, then they have something to talk about. You know, like,
right.
My show is like more event based for the longest time. So no events, not that many interviews. I'm still getting like, hey, can you review my EP? Which is really weird because I don't know about you, but when people send me music to review, I keep explaining to them, I don't review music. I play it. I tell people right. to go to your website and buy it, but I don't sit there and critique what you did wrong. I personally don't like reviews. I have friends who make a living reviewing music and movies and all the other stuff. And I'm like, to me, it's all about your own personal taste. If that's what you enjoy, then you should go buy it. Why would you want to listen to me to tell you what to buy? Because it's like, who am I to tell you what's good or bad, you know? So that's just my own personal
thing. Well, I guess in a way we are, you know, we're introducing the music to the people. We're giving them, you know, a little something. We're telling them who they are, and we're giving them some context in terms of, you know, but in terms of whether you, the listener, personally enjoys it or not, that's up to them to decide.
That's why I always base my show around that. Different styles of music, you might find something that you like, and then, you know, if you liked it, then you'll go to the artist's website, or you go to the show, more to the website now, and buy it, you know. So there you go. Hey man, thanks for taking the time out to yap with me today, and enjoy the rest of your day. And one more time, people can find you on the dial on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. till noon. You can also check out Kareem's website. What's the website, Addy, sir?
Interestingly now, I should also mention, we're now also heard at CFRU in Guelph as well.
Oh my God, we didn't even talk about that, did we? So what time are you on? Do you know what time you're on in Guelph?
Absolutely, yep. It's the same time every week. So basically the simplest way to remember is it's every Wednesday. So if you're more of a, you know, you want to hear jazz first thing in the morning, well, and come right over to 101.5 The Hawk or 101.5thehawk.ca from 10 to noon in the morning. Or if you prefer jazz kind of more during supper hour, then, well, 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at CFRU 93.3 in Guelph and CFRU.ca. We'll be right back.
listening to Steel City Music.
Thank you.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Hey, welcome back to Steel City Music. Your host here, Gunner, spinning some tunes for you on this fine Friday. You're listening to us on The Hawk every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. Make sure you hit up The Hawk's website. New shows are being announced all the time. And yeah, sure, we are still in the middle of this COVID pandemic, and we are pre-recording our shows, but we're sending them in, and a lot of people are working really hard on that, and I think you should be checking them out. That's why I interview the odd DJ on our station, just to let people know what's going on and with their shows and some of the stuff that they're doing. So, if you've been listening to my show for a while, thank you, but give some of the other shows a chance as well. All right, so during the show, I've been spinning different styles of music in regards to from roots to jazz to blues, and there's always a common thread through all of those things. But I don't know if you could look for a common thread in this next hour of music. It's so funny because over the last couple of shows, I've been doing like specific hours of just one type of music and then another type of music or just a whole album. And I've been having a lot of fun with that. And I had that conversation with Kareem Mosna. And Kareem does a show here on The Hawk and also does one on CFRU out of Guelph called Jazz in Session. So in Hamilton, you can tune them in from like 10 till noon here on The Hawk every Wednesday. But up at CFRU Guelph, you can check them out. I believe it's like 6 till 8 on a Wednesday night. So there you go. If you missed the show in the morning, you can tune into CFRU out of Guelph later on at night. But then again, if you do miss the show, you can always go to our archive section here on The Hawk, which has just been recently up and running. Thank you so much, Brian Webb, our station manager, cool friend, and I'm going to miss you, buddy. You have no idea how much I'm going to miss you. I know you're heading back to Guelph to work at the other station, but everything that you've done at The Hawk over the last year has been greatly appreciated, and I don't think enough people say that. Anyway, before I get too weepy here, where was I? Oh, yeah. Checking out more shows here on The Hawk is something that you should do. A couple of my favorites are Pure Phase Radio, When the Boys Get a Chance, Tom Flood and Dylan Hudecky, and John Conway, of course. I love his show. Chalice, Jamie Allen. And some of those shows, if you missed them, I also put them up on my website at steelcitymusic.ca. Some of the interviews that you hear on this radio station on Fridays, if you wanted to hear them or just the specific interviews, I have them put up on the website. So just go over to steelcitymusic.ca, click a download, and you can have them, that sort of thing. Also, give us a follow on Steel City Music Gram. I'm always sharing what's going on culturally, food-wise, whatever, for everybody here in the greater Hamilton area. And if I think it's something that's going to benefit you, I will share that on Instagram. Also, steelcitymusic.ca or Steel City Music on Twitter. I'm always sending out some stuff about that as well. So there you go. On the website, though, back to steelcitymusic.ca, if you click on the contact form, just type in, hey, I have an event. I have some new music. Can we talk chat? I will respond. Not a problem. This album that's up, we're going to hear The Party, the entire album from Andy Schaaf. Beautiful early 70s pop sensibilities, really great songwriting. I really enjoyed listening to it. Tinges of Todd Rundgren, XTC, and all those cool cats. And an older jazz, not older jazz, but electronic jazz, well, somewhere in the middle of there, Afternoons in Stereo. Started things off Al Puma on Steel City Music.